So let's review. The Gemara earlier ruled, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. It's forbidden to have any other celebration on Yom Tov. The Gemara now cites the source for this halacha. The pasuk says, Vayas shloime bo'es ahi es echog, v'chol Yisrael imoy kahal gadol, milvoy chamos ad nachal Mitzrayim, lefnei Hashem elokeinu, shivas yomim v'shivas yomim, arba asur yoyim. Shlomo HaMelech first made a separate 7-day celebration for completing the Beis HaMikdash and then for the Yom Tov of Sukkot, rather than celebrating simultaneously. This is derived from the double expression Shivas Yomim v'Shivas Yomim, that he did this deliberately because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha. The Gemara elaborates on those events. Oysa Shana lo yosu Yisrael Hashem HaKippurim. That year the Yidden did not fast on Yom Kippur because the celebration of the completion of the Beis HaMikdash took place in the 7 days before Sukkot, and they were concerned whether they made the right decision. And so Abaskal announced, Kulcham zumanem l'chaya olam haba. You will all merit olam haba. The pasuk then says, Bayem hashmini shilach es ha'am, vayivarchu es ha'melech, vayelchu le'ohaleihem smeichim v'toyvelev, al kol ha'toyv asher osa Hashem v'david avdoi l'Yisrael amoy. And the Gemara darshans this pasuk as follows. Vayelchu le'ohaleihem, they returned home, meaning, holchu umotzu nesheyem etara. Their wives were all pure. Smeichim v'toyvelev, they all rejoiced, because kol echad v'echad es abro ishtoi b'ben zachar. Their wives all gave birth to sons. The pasuk continues, Al kol ha'toyva asher osa Hashem l'David avdai. Hashem then showed kindness to David HaMelech. As the Gemara relates, B'shosh ha'bikesh Shlomo l'hachnes aron l'mikdash, Dovku sha'arim zeh l'zeh. When Shlomo HaMelech was about to bring the aron into the base of Mikdash, the gates sealed themselves. None of his tefillahs helped until he said, Zachar l'chaste David avdecha. When he mentioned David, the gates opened. At that time, Yadu ha'koyel shemachal ha'kadosh baruch hu alo yisay avoin. Everyone realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave David for his sin with Bathsheba. The pasuk then says, After taking leave of the people, the king sent them off the next day. The Gemara derives from here, Talmud shenifta mirabbi v'lon ba'oseh ir, tzarech lifta b'menu pa'am acheres. If a student takes leave of his Rebbe and then stays in the city overnight, he must take leave of him again the next day. The Gemara then cites several drashas, including the following. One pasuk says, "Yikara hi mipninim, v'chol chafotzecha lo yishvuba," and we infer, "Ha chefte shemayim yishvuba." Your personal matters do not equal Torah study, but the mitzvahs do compare to Torah. However, another pasuk says, "Kol chafotzim lo yishvuba," and we infer, "Afilu chefte shemayim lo yishvuba." Even the mitzvahs do not compare to Torah study. The Gemara answers, Kan b'mitzvah she'efshir la'asoyis al-adei acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'efshir la'asoyis al-adei acherim. If the mitzvah can be done by someone else, you should not interrupt your learning. But if the mitzvah cannot be done by anyone else, you should interrupt your learning to perform it. The Mishnah on Daf Ches continues, Va'oyse isha tachshiteha b'moyed. A woman is permitted to apply cosmetics on Chol HaMoed because it brings her joy. And a Braisa elaborates, Koycheles u'pekeses u'mavir esrak al poneho. She can apply makeup to her eyes and face and part her hair. The Gemara adds, Afilu zakeina, even an elderly woman is permitted to do this. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loi sasun mepnei shenivul hula. It's forbidden for her to apply lime on Chol HaMoed because during its application it temporarily detracts from her beauty and causes her distress. The Gemara adds, Moide Rabbi Yehuda besid sheyichayla lakaplei b'moed shetefaltei b'moed. She's permitted to apply the lime if it can be removed on Chol HaMoed, because afa pish mitzera hi achshav smecha hi la'achar zman. Even though it temporarily causes her distress, it then brings her to rejoice on Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains, kulu hilchus moed meitzer achshav v'smeach la'achar zman ninu. This is like all activities permitted on Chol HaMoed. For example, one can exert themselves cooking or baking because this enhances the joy of Yom Tov when the food is enjoyed on Yom Tov.